Joining us now in our studios, if I can talk right, it is Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah.
What's going on at NPB?
NPB, we're adjusting to the winter weather, as we all are this morning. And that brings to mind something that I was already going to plug today, but is even more appropriate now. Is to sign up for the emergency alerts, the Notify Me that the city of Northfield has to offer. That's part of our communications tools. So if there's a snow emergency and you need to be aware of parking or road closures or anything else that might need to be urgent straight to your phone, you can sign up for those notifications on the City of Northfield website.
Yeah, that's a good thing for days like today.
Yes.
You know, if we get some snow, people don't always... the parking ban, you know, winter parking restrictions aren't always enforced unless they need to be enforced.
Right.
So, get those notices.
Yes. So, to stay up to date on all of that, because you never think it's coming until, oh, shoot, the snow's here. I really should have done that. So, as you're scrambling to move your snowblower into a more opportune position in your shed or your garage, you can also sign up for the Notify Me. It's the things that we always do the day after we ought to have done them. So we hope folks stay safe, drive safe, and stay warm.
All right. Why don't we move into last month? Some highlights from November for it.
Yeah. So November, a lot of the stories that we told were related to the different initiatives that the city has going on, trying to make people aware of the projects that the city is taking on and addressing at this time, but also being aware of, you know, the culture, the people of the town. November was, of course, Veterans Day. So we had several programs that were interviewing, talking to local veterans about their experiences in the armed forces, what that was like for them, the impact that had on the rest of their lives. That's always very fulfilling for me, is being able to share those stories, being able to talk to these vets.
And those are available now on the website?
Mm-hmm. Those are available at the City of Northfield YouTube page and at Northfield Public Broadcasting's public streaming site.
All right.
So we encourage folks to check that out. And we're also continuing our Artists on Main Street spotlight. There were a handful of recipients in town who got these grants to produce these pieces of public art in and around Northfield, and we're highlighting every single one of them. We worked with local videographer Bryn Artley on putting that together, and they did an amazing job making that all happen.
That's a neat program.
Yeah, it like is. Mm-hmm. And you get folks from all backgrounds and all different art forms, too. You know, it's not all monuments or paintings. There's a lot of different things that it can be. We had one that was... storm drain art, so you might have seen that around town.
Sure.
Or a mixed medium, like at the library, there's just some really gorgeous stuff, or even a poetry reading. There's a poetry reading at the Restored Depot here in town. So that was a lot of fun to feature as well.
I know you're not in charge of this, you're just filming it, but are all those projects completed now? Do you still have some that are going on?
Yeah, they are all completed now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Sam Temple is with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Let's move our focus to December. You know, it's the holiday season.
Yes.
Thanksgiving's in the books. We're less than 3 weeks away from Christmas.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So we're keeping things a little lighter. You know, we still want to keep folks aware of what's going on, and the holidays for me are also a time to reflect, a time of gratitude for everything that we have, and being aware of the challenges that, you know, other people face as well. So we'll continue to highlight, you know, when Winter Walk comes up, we'll have some highlights from Winter Walk. We'll continue to show these artists on Main Street and kind of the people that help make life in Northfield so vibrant. But we'll also try and be aware of the challenges that other people are facing. You know, one piece that we put together in the last month was highlighting the Hillcrest Village here in town, and touring that site with other folks and explaining kind of how that works. You know, that's emergency and transitional housing, you know, shelter for folks that really need it and who have very few opportunities in the area to have their basic needs of shelter addressed. So that's for me, that's kind of the duality of the holidays is gratitude. But part of gratitude is being aware of what other people don't necessarily have, the things that other people are struggling with. So those are some of the stories that we'll be highlighting over the next month as well.
I like that. And that'll be, of course, on the website. Is that also going to be aired with the Hillcrest Village?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everything that we produce also goes on the air for Charter Spectrum customers in Northfield, channels 180 and 187. But everything that we produce is for the entire public, and it is all to view for free online. At npb.ci.northfield.mn.us, or you can just look up Northfield Public Broadcasting.
It's easy enough.
Yes.
It'll take you right there. Anything else you'd like to highlight?
We're really excited to, we're really excited to continue to keep folks engaged and aware of how they can be part of the process. And how they can be, you know, vocal members of the community. Northfield has a lot of passionate people, and we want to make sure that they know that there are a lot of tools out there, not just for leaders, and they are welcome to use these tools as well, but for anyone who maybe doesn't have time to attend a council meeting, or maybe they work in the evenings, or they can't necessarily go to the school board to say what this, that, or the other thing. Northfield Public Broadcasting is meant to be a public communal platform. It's meant to be something that folks can take their phones, film them saying, hey, here's my thoughts on this. It can be shared there, and maybe we can get a dialogue going with folks being able to present themselves with their full tone, their full intention. They can get some of the nuance there that sometimes gets lost in a Facebook comment or a YouTube comment. And we can get a dialogue going with folks there. So that's the big piece, is really trying to get more people to use the tool for what it is. And it's not just an organization. NPB is not just for organizations and churches and things that have, you know, official tax designation. It's also for folks that just want to make their voice heard. And we hope folks take advantage of that.
And it's easy to upload those videos. Yeah. Just go to the website and upload it, basically.
You can get all that information, northfieldmn.gov/television, or, again, just look up Northfield Public Broadcasting. We've got a neat video on, you know, what's allowed, what's not allowed, but basically, if you're not promoting a business, most other things are allowed. So we encourage folks to use the platform for what it can be, and that needs to be a reflection of the entire community.
Very good. Sam Temple with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Sam, anything else you'd like to pass along?
Just that I'm grateful for all the wonderful people that I get to work with. You know, I know I talked about them last month, but Michelle, Kara, Claudia, everyone that I get to work with at City Hall and in the communications department, who, you know, are responsible for all the things that the city puts out. It's very gratifying to work with people who are so dedicated to keeping the public engaged, informed, and helping folks, you know, feel listened to.
All right. Sam, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Much appreciated, and we'll talk to you once again next month.
Yeah, in the new year.
In the new year. All right. Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.